goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, and away we go here tonight. We're going to start on a bit of a somber note, though, and it's not a good one. We heard about the passing of NFL Texans president Jamie Rutz. I want to just quickly tell you a little something about Jamie from a soccer perspective in Houston for those of you who may be NFL-centric when it comes to Jamie. First of all, it's incredibly sad. Your heart goes out to his entire family, his wife, his children. Jamie came here to Houston, to the Texans, endorsed by Lamar Hunt. He was involved with the first building of the first, what was then termed a soccer-specific stadium in Columbus, Ohio, with Lamar Hunt. Came to Houston. I got to know him. I think it must have been around 2000. John McClain, I think, said 22 years, so that may be 2000. Not sure the year. And when he came into town, he contacted me, and we had a lot of soccer talk. Went to meals, had a drink over beers, talking about the game, talking about international content coming through Energy Stadium. And, you know, without him going to his owner, Mr. McNair, you know, he was in there pushing for the international game. Of course, we had the first ever U.S.-Mexico game, then led to Premier League. And, you know, we've had everybody in there, Argentina, AC Milan. So he leaves a tremendous legacy, even on the soccer side, with Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, LSSE. So I just, you know, I know everybody's talking about the NFL side of it today, and being this is a soccer show, and I wanted to make sure people knew what he did for soccer. He was a college soccer player at Clemson also. He's got a brother, Johnny, who played at Philadelphia Textile, and I believe is still coaching right now, Johnny Rutz. So big, heavy heart here to this show tonight. We'll dedicate it to Jamie Rutz. I'm excited for this version. And as always, a big thank you to John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, DaspitLaw.com. And remember, they're bilingual at 713-322-HURT. We're streaming at ESPN975.com on the heels of the Wheelhouse. And, you know, I was just talking to Jake, Cody, BK on their way out, because I always cross paths with them. And, of course, Andrew Carlson, our producer. And I really appreciate those guys not only promoting this show the way they do, but, you know, it was pretty interesting today. You know, I'm getting it back through some sources. Hey, there's soccer talk today on the Wheelhouse, you know. And, you know, Andrew Carlson's probably driving that a little bit. But, you know, that's just a wonderful thing for, you know, when I heard that, I just smiled. I was by myself and I was just like, you know, this is where it's at, right? It's an international game. The guys are paying attention to it. It may not be their preferred sport. They're not intimidated to talk a little bit about it. And if you're somebody who's out there and you feel like, well, I can't be the smartest guy in the room when it comes to talking soccer, don't feel like that. Everybody can have a take. And honestly, for me, the mainstream take sometimes is almost more important than the soccer junkie, because I often learn from people that aren't studying the game every day. So just a little food for thought there. A big thank you to the guys in the Wheelhouse who've now been here over a year. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Again, Kobos and Ido, we're going to talk a little bit about them. I got a couple of quick hits off the top here. Todd Ramos has been named the head coach of Hartford Athletic in the USL Championship. The Ukrainian Premier League is going to return on Tuesday. No fans. If there is an air raid, players will be rushed to shelters. But all the star players are gone. It's basically young Ukrainians that will be playing in that league. So
there you have that. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 to call in tonight. I'm going to give out some tickets to the Houston Dynamo LAFC match, which apparently is moving tickets pretty well based on the star quality of LAFC. But first, they're going to play Austin FC on Friday night. This may be the marquee game of the year. Two of the most, well, for me, the two most entertaining teams in the league, with all due respect to Philadelphia Union fans. So that's a big one here tonight. We have a lot of Premier League to talk about. We've got interviews tonight. We've got Sophie Schmidt from the Houston Dash ahead of their game on the weekend. They will be home against the Washington Spirit. We will talk to Sebas Ferreira, the Dynamo striker who has 9 goals now. And you've heard me repeatedly on this show talk about the lack of support that he gets. And I say this respectfully, but he needs more quality around him. I'm sorry, and I don't want to sound disrespectful here, but the record bears it out and all those things. We'll talk some Dynamo, but a lot of good questions to Sebas tonight. Edgar Vela's Felice helped me get that set up with Houston Dynamo PR today. And then I want to run an interview with Tyler Adams that we did a long time ago. And I want you to listen to this interview because I remember it struck me, his maturity. I didn't go back and listen to it. And we're going to blindly listen to that interview again. That'll be the last segment of the show tonight, simply based on what he did this weekend against Chelsea. And for you Chelsea supporters, you took a beatdown. And that was Team America. That was Jesse Marsh in control as a coach, tactically smarter than Thomas Tuchel. Beat him in the tactical game, beat him in the motivational game, beat him in every facet possible, to the point where that ended up a really dominant game in all facets for Liverpool. And I'm sure you can find some data that gives you a category for Chelsea or not. You have to watch the game. And the eye test tells you one team had the better tactics, one team was more motivated. You could say the same for Manchester United against Liverpool. So, Premier League fans, this is your time now to weigh in today, 713-780-3776. So I'm going to start off with Leeds. It's a 3-0 victory against Chelsea. I made sure I got up to watch that game. I had my alarm. I wasn't sleeping in. I'm watching that one. Now, there's a couple of things that we have to put in context here. Marsh took the team over last year. You do remember, when he took over for Marcelo Bielsa, they avoided relegation on the final day of the season. Okay, so chew on that for a second. Okay, the final day of the season to avoid relegation at Brentford. Marsh took over for Bielsa. Now, when is an American manager taken over for a globally recognized man of stature in football coaching? Marcelo Bielsa from Argentina, who has people constantly visiting him because they want to pick his brain about the game. Okay, that's another thing to factor in. Factor in Rafinha left. Factor in Calvin Phillips left. Marsh called Leeds United in Elland Road, which is, you know, if you go back in history, and a lot of the younger set now are not going back in history, this is a historic soccer club. This is a city where people will have an opinion every day if you're not doing well. I'm sure a lot of them were busting on Jesse Marsh when he got the job. Are you kidding? We got a Yank coach in our team? I mean, I don't think we get the pressure that this guy is under and how he's handled it. And then he starts bringing in Brendan Aaronson. He's bringing in guys that he's coached before that started in Major League Soccer. Tyler Adams, right? Now they're going, oh, my God, he's going to MLS players, you know, and these are still guys, you know, Adams was at Red Bull Salzburg. So it's pretty amazing here to put all this in context. Now, I'm also going to tell you, everybody who's on a high today or on a low, we're 3 games into the Premier League season. Even Andrew Carlson, he's got a smile ear to ear. The Gunners are at the top of the table. We're loving it. We're probably clicking the beer glasses a little bit more often this week. And it is a great story because they made some great signings. But it's 3 games, everybody. All right? 3 games. So, Leeds are Team America for me.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm talking about Jesse Marsh. I'm talking about Tyler Adams. I'm talking about Brendan Aaronson, who strips Mendy for the first goal. Yes, Leeds United in the Premier League. Jesse Marsh, he of Montreal, the Red Bulls, Red Bull Salzburg, Red Bull Leipzig. You notice that whole Red Bull, New York, Salzburg, Leipzig. There was a plan for this man. There was a plan. Sunday, he orchestrates and pulls off what I believe is a big, well, it is the biggest result a U.S. manager has ever gotten in European soccer. 3-0 humiliation of mighty Chelsea and Thomas Tuchel. So let me just say this. I'm still buzzing about this because we as Americans have always been slagged off for, yeah, you got three other traditional sports. You're never going to be good at soccer, yada, yada. People who have been in charge of big areas of the sport in this country have sometimes spoken a little bit too big about how long it would take and project this and that and all the cool monikers and all these things. We now see incredible growth. Solid professional league, player development. Sure, there's still problems and things, but this is an unprecedented time for players in Europe. So it's amazing sight to see this. And Leeds, if you go back in their history, look up the names Billy Bremner or Joe Jordan or Peter Lorimer, Brian Clough, Gordon McQueen, John Charles. This is to name a few. So imagine the pressure and judgment Marsh is under day in and day out after taking over for Bielsa. So I think I've made that pretty clear. You circled this match around the country and around the world. I did from an American perspective. The weight of success and the need to succeed now. Jesse Marsh knows he's also got the American coach on his back right now. He won't. He may not admit that, but knowing him, I think he would. Leeds had no fear in this game. He has changed Leeds into a more zonal team from a man-to-man team. If ever a club needed a result like this to validate, endorse a manager, this was it. Adams shined. And Adams gave the ball away a couple times in the beginning, and I was like, I hope he settles down. This kid is incredibly mature. You'll hear the interview later. Aaronson strips a goalkeeper. By the way, Aaronson is turning Koulibaly like a top, and Koulibaly is so frustrated he ultimately gets sent off. On an added note, and I would call this an addendum, you got a college player from Wake Forest in Jack Harrison, who grew up in England, a college player from Wake Forest, who has a tremendous program, getting the third goal in this game. And you got people saying, hey, this is a guy that has to be considered for the national team. American soccer fan, where are you tonight? I want you to tell me what this Leeds game meant to you or what any Premier League meant to you this weekend. 713-780-3776. Andrew Carlson, what did it mean to you? I know you're an Arsenal fan. We'll get to them. Don't get over... But right now, we gotta honor Leeds. So tell me what it meant to you as an American soccer fan, because you are considerably younger than me. You're lucky because youth is king. But you are considerably younger. I want your take.
For me, it was one of the cooler things I think I've seen as a fan of the Premier League over the past basically 15 years. We've had a small amount of American presence over there, but it's never felt like there's been a ton of respect coming back the other way in terms of what Americans are capable of doing on that stage. And I think Jesse Marsh and Brendan Aaronson and Tyler Adams are going to be changing that narrative over the next, you know, 5+ years. And Brendan Aaronson mentioned it in some of his post-game interview with NBC Peacock. He talked about how this is really the beginning. You're going to see more and more and more Americans succeeding at different levels across the pond, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, and I'm really excited to see where things go from here.
Well, you just did a perfect segue. Why don't we play soundbite number 15? This is Brendan Aaronson on just the beginning for Americans across the pond.
Just goes to show people around the world that Americans can play football too. You know, we're out there, and we're playing well, we're playing for English Premier League team, and getting goals and assists. So we're out there, we're doing well, and on the coaching side of things too. So I think it's only up and coming, and there's going to be more and more talent over the future and making this trip over the pond. But yeah, I mean, it's a great start, and it's only going to get better.
How do you not love this kid? No, okay, Weston McKennie at Juventus. You got Christian Pulisic, who came off the bench. He was kind of an afterthought as an American in this game because his team did not win. You got a number of players in, you know, playing in places like Belgium. There are Americans all over Europe. We get a lot of news about the high-profile guys. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Thomas, when we come back, you're going to be first up. We appreciate that. Newest sponsor, Kobos and Edo. It's in the shadows of both PNC Stadium, Minute Maid Park. Kobos is owned by H-Town proud Raul Jacobo. Now, I've gotten to know Raul over the last 9-10 days. This is a guy that's Houston through and through, Houston sports. Great open space. This place is clean as a whistle. You could absolutely eat off the floor, frankly. It's going to be the place to watch the World Cup in 2022. And you're going to hear me talking a lot about it. Let's talk the food and drink there. The best in smoked barbecue quesadillas. Yeah, that sounds good. I could use a few. You know what? We will get him to bring some food in here. Berea quesadillas. Smoked pork belly. Variety of cocktails. Large beer selection. They're always doing specials down there. Get in and watch it on 14 crystal clear monitors. Dynamo Dash, Astros, Rockets, Texans, international soccer. Ask for soccer on the monitor. You will get it at Kobos. All right, we're going to take a break. We appreciate Kobos joining our great crew of sponsors here. And by the way, these are all sponsors I know very personally. And that makes it more exciting, more interesting, more fun. They know where to find me at any moment. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by the legendary John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Aronson going. Chelsea, and that will be a goal, a first Leeds goal for Brendan Aaronson.
Rodrigo, James, how many they're committing to the attack? Now Forshaw is free at the back post, and that should do it for Leeds United. Aaronson, surely they won't throw this one away.
We are grateful to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, for being the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. John and his firm, the Daspit Law Firm, are personal injury attorneys. They will handle your case. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, might work in a refinery. Maybe you drive an 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm will handle your case, work for you 24-7. 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. They'll take your case. Again, they will work 24-7 nights and weekends for you. Offices across Texas, including Austin, Texas. DaspitLawAustin.com. Daspit Law Firm, passionately pursuing justice for the injured. And by the way, John pulls for the Dynamo. Pulls for the Dash in a big way. He's a big Premier League fan as well. This is a great song called Whisper to a Scream by Icicle Works. So I appreciate that. Andrew, you know one thing about a good producer? He always makes sure he lets the song go and doesn't cut off like the chorus or a big moment in the song. And I will tell you, Andrew Carlson is spot on with that. And he knows that I would call him out if he didn't get that right. Because, you know, if you're into that part of the song and you're, like, ready for it, and then it disappears, it's a bit of a body blow. All right, let's go to the phone line. 713-780-3776. Thomas, what do you have for me, Thomas?
Hey, Glenn. A few things on Premier League and then a Dynamo question, and then I'll hang up and listen. Leeds, yeah, I'm just watching every week, and obviously with American presence, it's fun to just watch those guys succeed, and it's becoming a, you know, big narrative for the Premier League. Second of all, I'm watching All or Nothing on Amazon Prime on Arsenal, and it's really cool to see like last year's progression and then seeing this excellent club now, you know, these first three games in. So pretty excited to see where they go from here. And then, yeah, I guess here on your part, what do you think, you know, which Man U we're going to get most of the year? This one that we just saw against Liverpool, or, you know, the first 2 weeks? And then for the Dynamo, I was just wondering when you think we'll start seeing some calls from Dynamo Dust and seeing a lot of those guys get some PT with, you know, Hector and Coco. And, yeah, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thank you. That's a lot to chew on right there. Well, first of all, we did mention that three games is a small sample size. Okay. One very cool thing about the Manchester United game against Liverpool, and I'm not sure everybody knows this. I'm sure United fans know it. That Ten Hag made them come in on their supposed day off after the 4-0 loss against Brentford. He showed, after seeing data, he found out that Brentford ran 8.5 miles more than them. They ran 8.5 miles more than Manchester United as a combined team in that game, right? 8.5. Okay. Now, if you watch that game, you saw one team that was alive and running. Okay. What does he do? This is a stroke of brilliance. I want him to succeed. I really want to see him succeed coming from Ajax. So what he does is he calls them all in on a day off. Everybody's grumbling. I'm sure Ronaldo was grumbling. And guess what? They go on an 8.5 mile run, and he runs it with the team. Now, that is a man's man right there. That is kind of an old school tactic. I absolutely love it. I hope none of the Angels cried about it after, but it certainly sent a message. And I think we can't discount the importance historically of the United Liverpool game and the fact that, you know what, that combined with the right opponent lifted them up. Now, let's see what they do with the Dell against Southampton. That's not an easy place to play. And consistency is what it's all about. But for the moment, everybody's feeling good. You got Casemiro coming in now. You know, you bench Harry Maguire. You bench Cristiano Ronaldo. You let the young guys loose a little bit up front. And you get some really, really good performances from a number of different players. We'll talk about the Dynamo in the next segment, and we'll address that question. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Now, here at Soccer Matters, we've started to expand. We're trying to expand the brand and penetrate even more. I want more listeners. I want as many people listening to the show as possible. I want as many soccer takes as possible. This is your soccer station in Houston, but in a way, it's a national show because we're on around the country and around the world because of the internet. We're starting to get more consistent on TikTok right now. TikTok is at Soccer Matters. So make sure to follow us. And if you've not already followed us on Instagram and Twitter, at Soccer Matters GD. At Soccer Matters GD. And we're going to start getting a lot of weekly newsletters out via email. It'll have Dynamo and Dash news. It'll have games. It'll have international news in it as well. And upcoming potential guests, quick hits, and more. By the way, Todd Ramos will be on the show next week, the new coach of the Hartford Athletic. We've already booked him in. So you can also text in emails that could be read on the show and or with your desires from this host or topics you want covered. 713-780-3776. And Guillermo's doing a heck of a job alongside Andrew Carlson. This is the A-Team, okay? And I don't appreciate, or I can't appreciate enough, what these two guys do for the show. So thank you to Andrew and Guillermo. All right, so let's get back to Manchester United. Well, actually, I want to finish up on Leeds here before we close the door on Leeds. There's one other interesting note here. When Jesse Marsh gets that job at Leeds, there's 42 candidates. Think about that. 42 candidates. And the sporting director named Victor Orta picks Marsh out of 42 candidates. Marsh says, I have to free the players intellectually, physically, and emotionally. His first task was to get them to survive and stay in the Premier League. Daniel James, who used to play at United, made the remark that
Marsh is approachable, gives a ton of information. He will talk to you at any time. So these are some really interesting things to consider here. And you got to think this guy's on a 24/7. I mean, he's probably running on fumes right now, which is pretty remarkable. Again, call in number 713-780-3776. Did you become a Leeds fan after that? You might have, because you got a lot of Americans doing big things in that game. So the table in England now, Arsenal on 9 points, City, Leeds, Spurs, Brighton all on 7. You got Newcastle on 5, and I believe Fulham on 5. So you got 7 teams that are undefeated, by the way. Those are 7 teams that have not lost a game. So it is pretty nice, though, to see Arsenal at the top of that table. I've got flashes of Freddie Ljungberg going through my mind, Arsene Wenger, all kinds of, Vieira crunching people in midfield and then hitting delicate balls with those soft feet for a big man. I'm seeing a lot of stuff right now. Pretty incredible. All right. So let's go back to Manchester United. Again, 713-780-3776. You can text or call in right now. I'd love you to call in. Next segment, we will talk some Houston Dynamo and MLS. So Manchester United, 2-1 over Liverpool, Rashford and Sancho, Mo Salah for Liverpool. You could say thanks to Liverpool for maybe playing a part, helping bring the best out in you. All right, here's Jadon Sancho to make it 1-0.
Back by Martinez. Eriksen's return pass. Malacia. And Sancho has sat one down and score! And Old Trafford explodes!
2-0. Marcus Rashford.
It broke from Martial, and Rashford's ahead of him if he can let him go. And Marcus Rashford is on his way and plants it in front of a buoyant Stretford end.
All you fanboys of CR7, and listen, I have as much respect for CR7 as a footballer. He's not going to take United to glory. He's not the guy for an aggressive pressing system. This is maybe a game you circle here as one that you really say his role change. Nobody wants him. Nobody can afford him. So it's a really, really delicate situation. I shouldn't say nobody wants him. Plenty of people want him, maybe. But if you're trying to put an aggressive pressing system together, it's going to be hard with him as a 37-year-old. Oh, he scored 20 goals. Doesn't matter. You weren't successful as a team. It was built around Ronaldo. It can't be built around him anymore. It's just like the Houston Dynamo. Oh, Darwin Quintero. He can't be the future playmaker. He's an amazing soccer player, had an amazing career. You can't build your future around him. It's obvious. You can't play a pressing game in a 4-3-3 with players that can't do it when the ball turns over. It just you can't get away with it. You're trying to bet house money on this stuff. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So back to United. Let's hear from Jurgen Klopp when he talks about Manchester United.
Well, they were really aggressive in the beginning. It was clear. It was absolutely clear what will happen. But then reality shows when you are ready or if you are really ready. And I think in the beginning they were more aggressive than us.
Now, Klopp got a lot of criticism for playing Henderson, Elliott, and Milner in midfield. Fabinho came on. It was Salah, Firmino up front with Luis Diaz. They were missing some players. The back four was Alexander, Gomez, Van Dijk, and Robertson. This is, we're so used to just seeing Liverpool, Andrew, so consistent. You know, we get so spoiled sometimes. Just so spoiled. And the quality of these guys is so off the charts now, so that when they have a bad game, it sticks out like a sore thumb and like the sky is falling, right?
Well, that and the fact that we've associated them with this pressing system and their ability to run and out-physical teams when sometimes, other teams aren't capable of running with Liverpool. And this was the first time in a long time that I can remember a Liverpool team that went out there, especially in a game of this magnitude, and got outworked across the pitch. United completed more sprints than they did.
Yeah, maybe that 8.5 mile run did something.
Yeah,
to them.
Like this is one of the first times that I can remember with Liverpool under Klopp, where especially since they've entered these past like 4 or 5 seasons, where I can distinctly say, yeah, Liverpool got outworked today.
Liverpool was static for me. Their attack was off. There was a lot of unforced errors from players you didn't expect, even Mo Salah. Definitely Klopp was a little bit upset in this. Sancho scored in the 16th, the 70th. Fred came on. Casemiro was introduced. I mean, there was a lot of things happening there. The only guy I was really disappointed was with Bruno. And Bruno needs to look back into the history of Manchester United and realize that they don't like divers there. They don't like, quote-unquote, cheaters. I was just disappointed. I mean, obviously he made the ball for one of the goals, but he could easily have been sent off and ruined the day by grabbing that ball. So let's Erik ten Hag. I want to get his soundbite here. He's happy with the performance, but he also talks about the bar being raised. This guy is not going home and celebrating.
I was happy with it, but they have to bring it every game. And not in only one game. Of course, we are happy. I know the rivalry against Liverpool. But don't bring it only against Liverpool. Every Premier League game is difficult, is heavy. So you have to bring it in every game. This organization and this intensity. And it starts, once again, with the spirit.
That stands on its own. You don't need to say anything because you know what? Intensity hasn't been here. And you've seen guys over the last couple of years at Manchester United definitely not putting in a Manchester United-type effort. I don't think there's any question about that. All right, we're going to take a break here. I got a couple of quick reads here. Again, 713-780-3776. Alan, we will have you on when I come back. I want to remind you about Danish Inspiration's Modern Contemporary Furniture. $2,775 for the best in modern contemporary furniture. Danish Inspiration should be your... be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture shopping. Go over and see Jan. By the way, we'll have the Danish Inspirations. He's going to talk to you about Danish Dynamite segment where he's talking to you about just being over at FC Copenhagen for a Champions League match. I mean, every other week he's over there watching FC Copenhagen. I don't know how he pulls it off. But they got the best in modern contemporary furniture. It's the Great Dane, DanishInspirations.com. I want to remind you again about Advantage BMW in Midtown. You go there, you seek performance, you find luxury, Advantage BMW in Midtown. You'll experience premier service tailored to you. Excellence at Advantage BMW Midtown isn't just offered, it is expected. The expert sales team can find you the perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Go down there. I'm in the X5. I love it. The service center is dedicated to putting your time first. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Big thanks to Justin and Steven down there. Take a break here. This is Alpine Stars.
Research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
We're grateful to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm for being the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. John and his firm, the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, are going to handle your case. You might get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident. You might work in a refinery. You might drive an 18-wheeler. Daspit Law Firm is going to handle your case. They're going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. 713-322-HURT, and they are bilingual. 713-322-HURT, DaspitLaw.com. John's a big fan of the Dynamo Dash
and Houston teams. Big fan of the Premier League as well. Daspit Law Firm is passionately pursuing justice for the injured. 713-322-HURT, DaspitLaw.com. Also, quick mention here for our newest sponsor, Cobos in Edo, in the shadows of PNC Stadium in Minute Maid Park. Cobos is owned by Raul Jacobo. Great open space, clean as a whistle inside. You can eat off the floor. This is going to be the place to watch the World Cup in 2022. Let's talk food and drink. Best in smoked barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas, smoked pork belly, variety of cocktails, and large beer selection. They're always running specials down there. Get in there before a Dynamo game. Get in there before the LAFC game. Get in there before a Dash game. It's Cobos in Edo, 14 crystal clear monitors, the Dynamo, Dash, Astros, Rockets, Texans, and all your international soccer. Ask them for a monitor. If you have a game, it's Cobos. I also want a quick hit here for our good friends at the Liverpool Supporters Group. Sammy Lee, the former Liverpool legend and England legend, he will be at Hugh O'Connor's at 7 p.m. on Monday, the 29th, August. 29th of August. It's a Monday night. Tickets are $30. Probably going to tell some amazing stories. If you're a Premier League fan or you're a Liverpool fan, HoustonLFC.com. All right, right to the phone lines at 713-780-3776. Alan, what do you have, Alan?
Hey, when you mentioned Arsenal, those teams are supposed to win. I've always rooted for the underdog, and it seems like several years ago a team got promoted. Not only did they hang in there, but they actually won the championship. How'd they do that, and what happened to them after that? I'm drawing a blank on who that was.
Talking about Leicester City? The Premier League, that amazing Premier League run? Yeah, that was remarkable with Jamie Vardy scoring goals. And I mean, that was just a remarkable run. They didn't have the budget of everybody else. They had a great owner who ultimately perished in, if I'm correct here, and Andrew, you correct me, but he perished in a helicopter crash right near the stadium.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
And he was an amazing owner, so engaged in the team. And, you know, they're still in the Premier League now. I think they're, what, mid-table now? Maybe low to mid-table right now. But, you know, they, like a lot of Premier League teams, are trying to find that magic potion of a manager who tactically and through astute player acquisitions can bridge the gap of talent. And, you know, if you look at the Chelsea roster and Leeds, let's be fair here, the amount of money spent, probably Leeds is on one-third the budget of Chelsea, yet the coach tactically won the game and got the most out of his players. That Leicester City run, that was an amazing one. I'm trying to remember what year that was. It was quite a while back, but they did have an amazing run. I think it was, you know, remember the King Power Stadium. Their manager now is Brendan Rodgers, obviously. The year they won that title was pretty remarkable. That was 2015 and 16. That's when it was. I just looked it up. So there you go. 713-780-3776. You can text us there as well. That's for sure. All right. Let's go Arsenal, because I can't get out of here this segment without a little bit of Arsenal for producer Andrew Carlson. He's very happy. It's a 3-0 win at Bournemouth. Now, if we're going to see this new revitalized Arsenal with Gabriel Jesus, by the way, who has ties to Mikel Arteta, because Arteta was at City when Gabriel Jesus was there. So there's a comfort zone there for Jesus as well. I think that's important to point out. But they get a 3-0 win at Bournemouth. And I think after two wins and everybody excited and new players, you're saying, okay, you got to go to Bournemouth now, and you got to put your foot on this early, and you got to get a result and do this in pretty confident and comfortable fashion. And they do get early goals in this one. So let's go to the game winner, ultimately, Martin Odegaard.
Jesus, what a beautiful take. Easing away from Jefferson Lerma. Still going here, Gabriel Jesus, and feeding in Martinelli, and touched in by Odegaard.
Absolutely ridiculous. He was like a slalom skier, Jesus, setting this up. I mean, he was cutting right and left, turning, shaking his hips. He was just weaving through guys like in the smallest of space, Andrew.
He's incredible. And I've mentioned this a couple of times already, Glenn, since the season started, but I just had no idea the depth of his bag in terms of some of the stuff that he could just pull out. And his ball control, his dribbling, we all knew that he was excellent working off the ball. Pep has called him the best pressing forward in the world. We knew that his work off the ball was never going to be in question. But what I don't think anyone else, or especially me and the majority of Arsenal fans, realized is just how much quality he has when the ball is in his possession. We knew that he was going to take up good spots across the pitch. We didn't realize when it got to him, he could beat two or three men and make something happen in the box on a consistent basis. But that's what he's done. And he's looked like a player that has a lot more confidence than anything we ever saw with him at City. He looks free to express himself on the pitch, and it's been glorious for three games, and I just hope it continues.
Yeah, and look, he's the main man there. And sometimes, you know, you hit a point in your career where you could stay at Man City, continue to get minutes, probably continue to win trophies. But look, they've got their challenges too, integrating new guys. The thing I was really impressed with was two early goals. You put a stamp on it early. You took the crowd out of it. They never got into it. And then you come out of the locker room and you get an early second half goal at 2-0 to make it 3-0. And you know what? Guys will stop running then. Some people will stop running. Here's Mikel Arteta on Arsenal's fast start.
Yes, we expected a very difficult game from the beginning, the way they came out against Aston Villa here in the first game. They were really dominant, really aggressive. We wanted to avoid that type of game. We imposed ourselves in the game. We were really efficient in ball possession. We were really efficient in the box when we scored the two goals. And then obviously the game, that gave us a lot of confidence to go through the game.
713-780-3776. We're talking Premier League. We can talk Houston Dynamo here. You got the Houston Dash at home this weekend taking on the Washington Spirit. You heard me here talking about the fact that they are going to make the playoffs this year. I don't think there's any question. And they continue to make signings. Caprice Dadasco just signed a left back who was in 2021 the Defender of the Year. They just signed another player, a French attacking player who's represented France. I'll get her name here in a minute. But they will be in action on AT&T Sportsnet this weekend and live at the stadium. So any Dynamo talk, any Dash talk. We got Dynamo talk coming up with Sebas Ferreira, the Houston Dynamo striker who has nine. I know there's a lot of naysayers out there. Why are you a naysayer about Sebas Ferreira? Let me know, because he scored some pretty spectacular goals this year. What is it that you naysayers don't like? I think if he's surrounded by the right people, he's a 15 to 20 goal scorer in MLS. Definitely 15 and up. And he, you know what? He may get close to that number this year, even the way it is. But the goals he scored, these are not gimmies. These are not tap-ins. This is a header going away from goal, climbing up above two guys. This is a halfway line finish against Austin FC. This is a tremendous hit with the left foot to rescue a point in Colorado in the 1-1 draw this past weekend. So I don't know if all this criticism. Look, I definitely think you can be critical of some aspects of his game. I'm not sure yet about his hold-up play. I thought his control, everything was bouncing off him in Colorado. But he just may not be that guy. He may be a guy that you have to get facing the goal and you got to get service, and he's an executor. He gets on the end of the last ball or makes a little space for himself and gets off a shot. 713-780-3776. You know what? On that, let's listen to Sebas's goal here. Dynamo in a 1-1 draw. They get this literally on the last kick of the game in Colorado. Here is Sebas Ferreira. Yes! He's done it again. Sebas Ferreira has just stuck a dagger in the playoff hopes of the Colorado Rapids. So that was our call on AT&T Sportsnet alongside Eddie Robinson on that one. Paulo Nagamura, here's what he had to say. This is soundbite number three. If this was an uplifting result after losses recently.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to go for 3 points heading to our last A games now, and that's no different. But we have to be realistic. It's going away from home and getting results is much more difficult. But definitely getting the goal at the end there is definitely, I think, it's well-deserved for this group, because I see how hard they work during the week, how disciplined they are, how resilient they are, and I think they deserve to get at least a point out of this game. Even though performance overall was okay in terms of
how we did. I think even though I believe it was a solid defensive performance, I think offensively we could be a little bit better, yes, with the ball, but for sure the goal at the end there was definitely uplift heading to the next week.
Now, look, aesthetically, this was not a great game. I didn't think Colorado was great either, but yeah, to get that goal was just something positive, and that one jumped out to us when we were calling the game. There's no question, and good for Sebas Ferreira, because this was a night he was pretty anonymous. He didn't get a lot of the ball. He didn't get a lot to attack. You know, things were a little bit off, but to fight and get the point, that has to be a positive after recent losses. Now, Hector Herrera in this game, there was a pretty obvious tactical plan from Paulo Nagamura, and that was to press Colorado high, despite, you know, all the questions around altitude and all that stuff. And Hector Herrera was making deep runs, and he got in early, only to be denied by William Yarbrough. So let's examine Nagamura, because the last show I said I felt pretty confident at this point, after what has happened with prior managers, that you want to give him another opportunity next year to learn from all the newness that has come with the new position, right? Just like me when I got in broadcasting. I had a lot of mistakes that first broadcast I ever did that made me really think about things I had to experience and get better at. And I don't think that's any different for Paulo Nagamura. Sporting Kansas City, too, isn't the same as coaching a pro team with this many pros week in and week out. This is not where the Dynamo want to be. I think we all know that. With Hector Herrera here, to think you've only won one game in, I think, 8 or 9 since he's been on the field, that's not the way it was supposed to go. Everybody is up for healthy criticism. Everybody. The coach. So when people say, could the coach be fired? Yeah, that's possible. Sure. I don't think so. I said that on the last show, and I do think that at some point, you know, you got to say to yourself, we got to go with somebody, and we got to go. You know, you could even be saying now, based on where we are, we could have kept Todd Ramos for another year if you really wanted to, right? With more resources, based on what he'd learned. Maybe, maybe not. The deep dive was done by Pat Onstad. I'm not going up against his decision. That's the decision he made. We got to find another coach. But it's on record. Paulo wasn't the first choice. Okay, this is an honest soccer show here. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be an excellent coach in Major League Soccer. His team is not going to make the playoffs. But everybody is up for healthy criticism. So, I think these next 8 games, for everybody's important. I think an owner wants to see this trending up. I think an owner wants to see some wins. And I think the fan base also wants to see some wins. You'll have a high-profile game against LAFC on a Wednesday. All right, we're going to take a break here. Quickly here, a reminder for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they'll handle your case. Car, boat, motorcycle accident. It's the Daspit Law Firm. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. They are bilingual. You call them at 713-322-HURT. Also, don't forget LamontBrands.com. Get over there, get your Soccer Matters t-shirt. All proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients, awareness and fundraising. LamontBrands.com, Jerry and Mel Lamont. And shout out here to a couple Manchester United players. Lisandro Martinez and Varane. That could be the pairing now for the future. I like that. No Harry Maguire. Dalot played well in the right back position. Malacia in the left back position. I thought I had a great game. So, you know, a real shout out to the back four who looked a lot more solid. We'll take a break here. John Lee Hooker will take us there. Boogie chilling.
ESPN 97.5.